Mr. Keith Olbermann.
Only man ever to come to trial for one of the component felonies in what may be the greatest crime of this young century.
That the president said he would deal with anyone who leaked, and now we know his way of dealing with Scooter Libby is to pardon him.
President Bush playing catch the lobster with Putin this afternoon in Kennebunk Park, Maine, secretly snuck out a memo saying he was going to commute the sentence of Scooter Libby, vice president's chief of staff and an assistant to the president as well. The charge was obstruction of justice. He was found guilty and was about to spend 36 months in jail. That time will never happen now. Only a newspaper reporter spent time in jail for the outing of Valerie Plame's name, all to get back at her husband, who claimed that the administration was lying when they said that the Iraqis were buying weapons-grade uranium from Niger. In a heavy-handed response to Joe Wilson, the husband of Valerie Plame, her secrecy as a CIA agent was destroyed. They outed her. They told the world who she was. This had to have been one of the most unpatriotic acts anybody could have done. Vice President Cheney and George Bush to say that they're great Americans who are patriotic and did this for the good of this country would be the most despicable kind of claim that anyone could make. They did this callous act simply to protect themselves, simply to make sure that their plans for an attack and a war with Iraq went forward no matter what the facts of the situation were. So they outed. Yes, they outed a CIA agent whose life could have been risked because of what the administration did to her. A woman who put her life on the line. A career that was simply destroyed by these vicious White House thugs. This is the same president who said anyone in the White House that was involved in outing a Valerie Plame would be fired immediately. What does he do? Commutes the sentence.
I would like this to end as quickly as possible so we know the facts. And if someone committed a crime, they will no longer work in my administration.
But they won't go to jail either. Former White House counsel John Dean, who wrote the book Worse Than Watergate, says that even President Nixon or President Ford would never and never did go this far.
It would be like if Richard Nixon on his way out or Gerald Ford on his way in had commuted the sentence of Bob Haldeman, the former chief of staff who was convicted of perjury and obstruction of justice, or John Ehrlichman, same convictions, or former Attorney General John Mitchell. That's sort of the parallel, and that shows the seriousness of it, but Nixon nor Ford was about to touch that.
This all took place when no one was in Washington, including the president. He was in Kennebunk Park, Maine, again, lobster hunting with President Putin.
This is going to be a huge battering ram for Democrats in 2009. I think this will be the Jack Abramoff lobbyist scandal of the 2008 campaign as Democrats rally their own activists and grassroots supporters, remember Libby.
Indeed, some of us will remember this event. Others may never hear about it because it was done in the dead of night. No one's really paying attention to news right now. They're all on vacations or driving away for the July 4th holiday or flying somewhere with their family. But no one should forget what this president has done. Again, this man has shown what complete disrespect he has for the law, the Constitution. Now he believes he's part of the judicial system as well. He believes he's a judge. He believes he's a president. He believes he's the Congress. He believes he's everything. King George has done it again. If there's ever a need to pardon George Bush for his crimes, I say he should get that pardon. It would be such a delight to see him on trial and bring justice to America, to this Constitution, and back to the White House. God's sake.
From the Bobcast, capital of the world, this is the Last Angry Man.